Books on Tape presents Sinatra, The Life by Anthony Summers and Robin Swan. Read by Scott Brick. Right from the beginning, he was there with the truth of things in his voice. Bob Dylan. Chapter 1. Debut. March 18th, 1939. In a studio on West 46th Street in New York City, a band was playing Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. It was a simple place, a room with couches and lamps, hung with drapes to muffle the echo from the walls. This was a big day for the musicians, who were recording for the first time. A skinny young man listened as they played. The previous night, at the Sicilian Club near his home in New Jersey, he had asked if he could tag along. Now, as the band finished playing, he stepped forward and spoke to the bandleader. "May I sing?" he asked. The bandleader glanced at the studio clock to see if they had time left, then told the young man to go ahead. He chose Our Love, a stock arrangement based on a melody from Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. Standing at the rudimentary microphone, he launched into a saccharine lyric. "Our love, I feel it everywhere. Our love is like an evening prayer. I see your face in stars above as I dream on in all the magic of our love." Unseasoned, a little reedy, the voice was transmitted through an amplifier to a recording device known as a lathe. The lathe drove the sound to a needle, and the needle carved a groove on a 12-inch aluminum-based lacquer disc. The result was a record, to be played on a turntable at 78 revolutions per minute.